A Ring Narrative by Valentin Schwarz. Das Rheingold. Scene 1 at the bottom of the Rhine. Revenge of the Second One. Dawn. Age-old wounds propel Alberich, always second in line, to the forbidden estate of his detested twin brother Wotan. There, the three maids, Woglinde, Welgunde, and Flusshilde, are enjoying the cool water of the pool with the children that have been entrusted to them. Oblivious to their obligations, they flirt with the intruder as a welcome break from their duties. But their playfulness soon turns into mockery. The trio ridicules the lovesick Alberich's lack of masculinity. Delusional from desire, he tries in vain to grab the taunting girls. As he chases them, he remains unfazed by the sparkling display caused by the children frolicking in the water, and starts to concoct a plan. A successful abduction would transform his fortunes and free him from his misery. In a state of shock, the bewildered women are powerless against the armed kidnapper. The loveless Alberich escapes with his prize. Scene 2, a clearing high in the mountains. Quid pro quo. Early morning. In the atrium of Wotan's mansion, his wife Fricka confronts the careless dreamer with the awful truth. The towering extension of the manor he recently commissioned, Valhalla, the bulwark against time, was built on feet of clay. Unable to compensate the architect brothers, Fasolt and Fafna, the notoriously unfaithful husband had promised them his own sister-in-law, Fricka's sister, Freya, as a reward. How does he plan to deal with this calamity? Still without an answer, the master of the house receives the architects, who insist on the payment promised to them. Fricka receives familial support in the form of her disgruntled brothers, Donna and Fro, who burst in on the dispute over the monstrous demands. Just as the situation threatens to escalate, the eagerly awaited family lawyer, Loge, offers a solution. His tale of Alberich's latest crime of abduction catches the attention of all, and the two architects express eagerness at having a child to succeed them. However, they also seize Freya as collateral, promising to keep her from the family until the exchange is finalized. Wotan has no choice but to go with Loge to retrieve the stolen child from Alberich. Scene 3. Underground Chasm, Nibelheim. Illusions. Lunchtime in the nursery. Mime, the caring guardian, is plagued by fear. The bleak future of the kidnapped child he has been forced to look after depresses him. Alberich ruthlessly teaches his son how to use brute force. Wotan and Loge meet the tormented Mime, and the brutal consequences of Alberich's childhood upbringing become clear to them. With delusions of grandeur, Alberich threatens them with his plan of complete subjugation, which he hopes to achieve with the help of his son. But Loge manages to charm the arrogant man into revealing the means of his newly acquired power, catching him off guard so they can strip him of his weapon. The thief must submit to the thieves. Scene 4, the clearing high in the mountains. To protect property or propriety. Back in the atrium, Alberich has been humiliated and is now punished for his arrogance. He is stripped of all his rights and forced to hand over the child. The robbed thief places a curse on whoever possesses the boy. Mime is ordered to find a suitable replacement for the child, who is too captivating to serve as payment for the builders. Evening. Freya's captivity ends with the return of the architects. She is distraught as she faces her siblings. All are speechless as they watch Freya being released in exchange for the surrogate child provided by Mime. But Fafner notices the real child, whom Votan has deliberately kept hidden from the architects because of its unique potential. Unwilling to hand the child over to them, the father of the gods finds himself in the most dire of circumstances, but is saved from further transgressions by his longtime confidant, Erda. Only under the pressure of her stern warning does Votan finally surrender the child. The effectiveness of the curse surrounding the frightened child is revealed by fratricide in the quarrel over the spoils. Fafner slays Fasolt and takes the child with him. Donna and Fro struggle to dispel everyone's deep distress over the course of events. While Loge bids farewell to the doomed family, the vast expanses of Valhalla in the last sunlight beguile those left behind, bringing dreams of desire that are as conciliatory as they are futile.